This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. Cortland County retirees and employees may see their health insurance contributions rise 10% in 2024. The Cortland Voice reports the county's facing a $1.3 million gap in the 2024 budget. The insurance increase would close that. The legislature is set to vote on the resolution at their September 28th meeting. And over in Tompkins County, the 2024 budget recommendations were presented to the legislature earlier this week. County Administrator Lisa Holmes submitted the $254 million budget, which includes a 2% tax levy increase. It also contains increases of several million dollars because of state mandates. The county will have to pay over $1 million more for Medicaid. This change is because the state will take some federal funds meant for counties for Medicaid assistance. The other large expense is an increase of $5.3 million for labor costs relating to state employees in the county. The county has about 800 state workers. You can find a link to the full budget proposal on our website, wrfi.org/news. Governor Hochul signed a bill that allows New Yorkers to vote by mail for any reason. Previously, voters could only get an absentee ballot under certain circumstances. The Albany Times Union reports the new law also allows for same-day voter registration and requires prison officials to give incarcerated people voting rights information when they're released. New York Republicans oppose the new law, and they filed a lawsuit saying it's unconstitutional. New Yorkers voted against a constitutional amendment in 2021 that would allow no-excuse voting by mail. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.